Well, yeah, Chuck and I talked to C-Shack today, and he's scuffling a little bit, no doubt, and some of it I think is a little bit mechanical, and we looked at some video, and I know he looked at some video with Chuck, and so there's some things there that he can work on, so we're going to try to, much like we did 2 years ago, pitch him a few times earlier in the game and get him back on track. I think the best course of action going forward is to get him right. We need him. He's a huge part of this ball club. And 2 years ago, it worked. We used him a few times earlier in some games, got him back on track, and got him back into the closest role, and he was lights out. So I know in talking to Steve, he's all about the team and doing what's best for him, but it's more about us doing what's right for him because he's such a big part of this team, and we need him going forward, and we need him to finish these games. So right now, I think the best is to get him in some situations earlier and get him right, and that's going to benefit all of us.
So who are you going to use in the meantime?
You guys know all the guys down there. I mean, we got AJ, we got Dunner, we got Morris. So we'll see. Some of it may be matchups. Some of it may be depending on what we got to use to get to that spot. So we're not going to say one guy's going to do it. We're going to have to, rely on everybody down there.
AJ, even though he has not done it at the major league level, he has quite a bit of the closing experience at the minor league level. Would that kind of make him a leading candidate then? And also the well, he's pitched well this year as well.
I would say that probably over the course of time, probably those guys will all get an opportunity at some, if we get there tonight, we'll see.
Brett, would you see C-Shack? Obviously, we'd be available tonight because of the pitch, but
yeah.
In a day or two, being able to get back into that kind of role you're talking about?
I would say, tonight, he pitched a lot the last 2 days, so I would say he'd probably be available back again tomorrow. But we'll see how he feels, and like I said, I mean, we want to get him out there and in games as quickly as we possibly can. There's a lot of things that we didn't get a chance to use him a lot early in the season, and whether that has something to do with it too. I mean, for me, the biggest thing is to get him out there and get him pitching. And get him, having success again, and that's going to benefit all of us.
With that kind of sidearm thing, is that a little harder or not as much to kind of when it gets a little out of whack?
Well, I think it is unorthodox delivery. So sure, I mean, but it's like it's not any different than any pitcher. I mean, guys get a little bit out of whack at different times for different reasons, whether they rush or. Don't finish pitches. I mean, there's lots of different ways, and it's kind of the mechanics of the pitching are all the same. Guys spin off sometimes, and the ball flattens out on them. It seems like when guys struggle, they all seem to kind of have the same problems. But the good thing is that we've seen him, really good, and we have video that shows when he's really good, and so he has something to go to see, and I have all the confidence in the world that he's going to get himself back on track.